Om Shanti. We welcome Dr. Sachin today, this evening. And I think many of you know about him, but I'd like to give a brief intro. Dr. Sachin came to Baba. He found Baba in Mount Abu in 2003. And by then, he had already finished his fellowship in internal medicine. And, well, he's not just a physical doctor. He's very good at that. But along with that, he's a holistic doctor. Mental, spiritual, emotional, everything. And I've personally experienced this from him. He's also an articulate speaker and very inspiring. And another very good thing that he has is that not only has he studied the Hindu scriptures, but along with that also he has studied different kind of European, Western philosophy, religion, etc. So, you know, he's well versed in both of them. He's presently at the Global Hospital and is the head of the internal medicine. And also he holds classes at Om Shanti Bhavan, you might have seen at the bottom, right after Amrit Vela. And those classes are also very inspiring and allow us to think very deeply of knowledge. And many, many have been helped by that. And this evening he will be speaking to us on healing the heart. Thank you. Welcome.
today. It had been a very hectic day for me. I was wondering if the same class I would have taken in the morning, it would have been different. There were more than 100 patients today in the OPD. Just finished by 5:30. And there were so many admissions. The ICU is full. Anyway, in 1957, there's one Journal of Projectile Techniques. In that journal, a story was published. It was a medical story. There's one person. His name is Mr. West, and he was suffering from a cancer, lymphosarcoma. And he had tumors all over his body, and his chest was filled with milky fluid. And he was almost in the last stage. The cancer had spread everywhere. Then suddenly, he read in a newspaper, a new drug has come for cancer. And the name of the drug was Cryobiozen. So he was highly excited. He told his doctor that I want this drug. The name of the doctor was Mr. Wright, Dr. Wright. But as per the trials, the drug was only for those people who had at least 3 months to live. But this man was in a very bad shape. But the patient was eager. Patient had said, I want this drug to be tried upon me. And I know that I'll get okay with this drug. So unwillingly, the doctor had to admit the patient. And injection Cryobiozen was injected. It was injected on Friday. By Monday, all the tumors which were in his body started melting. The fluid which was there in the chest was decreasing. And within 10 days, he was absolutely fine. The tumor left him. There was not a trace of disease. And patient was discharged and patient was highly happy. And even doctor was so happy. Within 2 months' time, then the newspaper started publishing the effect of the drug. And the newspaper said, this drug is useless. And the patient read that. And when the patient read, he went in depression. And all the tumor, all the cancer came back. But this time, his doctor was not willing to give up. He convinced the patient that you get admitted again. Actually, the drug which the newspapers are talking about, newer batches, old batches of drug. Now the new batch of drug has come, which is ultra purified. So we will give you that drug. And the patient was readmitted, and patient was given saline, normal saline, just distilled water. And again the tumor left him. He was absolutely all right, because a new hope had come in him that the first batch, the newspapers are talking about the older batches of the drug. The new drug which is there, it is ultra-filtrate, it is ultra-purified, and that drug is better. And now, again the tumor left him. And the patient was absolutely all right, and he was okay for next 2 months. And then one day, again, American Medical Association blew it out everywhere. The drug is absolutely nonsensical. It is useless, utterly useless. It should be thrown away. And the patient read that news again. Again he went in depression and died after 2 days. So what is this? In medical field, there are 2 words. Placebo and nocebo effect. Nocebo effect and placebo effect. And to understand healing, these 2 effects are very important. There was one doctor, Mosley. He was a knee replacement surgeon. He did one experiment. All those patients who were advised knee replacement because there was osteoarthritis and then patient would not be able to walk. So he divided the patient in 2 groups. The first group underwent knee replacement surgery. The other group underwent fake surgery. He just cut open the wound, but no replacement was done. But patients were not told. They were told that you are undergoing knee replacement. And what was the result? 1/3 of the patients who were operated got relief of their knee pains. But interesting fact was that even those who did not undergo replacement, they were just, the wound was made and it was just stitched. Even those patients achieved relief of pain, 1/3 of them. And more interesting, their relief of pain was long lasting because they did not underwent the trauma of surgery. So in the medical field you will find many such cases. And there is one thing which is operating, and that is known as law of faith. If you have faith in somebody, and if you feel that that person will cure you, positive results will come. But if you feel, even if the best of the treatment is given, and if you have no faith in that treatment will not work on you. So there are many such cases where we see the treatment is best, but patient has no faith, it doesn't work. And patient has got faith, then even the ash will work. There was one doctor who went in the poor community somewhere in Bihar in India, and one patient came to him, and patient had a lot of faith, but at that time it was all hilly region and the doctor was in the jungle, and the patient said, I am having terrible pain, please give me some medication. So doctor had nothing to write, so he plucked a leaf and wrote something on that leaf and said, take this. The patient met the doctor after 1 week and he said, your medication was perfect. And it was very tasty also. Because he ate the entire leaf. So what is causing the cure? What is causing the healing? Healing is happening somewhere in the mind. The disease starts in the mind. The healing starts in the mind. No matter what pain it is, it has some or other psychological connection, a deep psychological connection. There was a BK sister who came to me long back, and she was in depression. Depression from last 30 years. And she showed me all her files, so many different files. And so many doctors, so many psychiatrists she had consulted. And the doses were increasing, and yet there was no relief. She would not sleep the whole night, insomnia. So I was shocked to see the variety treatment she is receiving, and nothing is working. So many antidepressants. So many sedative tranquilizers, nothing is working on her. So we did a session of spiritual counseling, and we found out 30 years back, she is in Gyan since 30 years. 30 years back, when she was a young girl, she fell in love with one man. And she was about to marry that man. But her younger sister also fell in love with the same man. And she used to love her sister too much. And ultimately, it's her sister who married that person. So she had a very deep hatred somewhere hidden for her own sister. But outside, she could not show. And later on, she came in Gyan. And her life of knowledge, in this spiritual knowledge, is fantastic. She had toured across the world and did so much service. But at the same time, that hatred, that anger, that grudge was deeply settled in her heart. And that ultimately manifested as a depression. She could not sleep. So in those spiritual counseling sessions, we made her to forgive her sister. And gradually, she became absolutely all right. She started that practice of emerging her sister and forgiving, sending her sakash, vibrations of love and all. And gradually, she was absolutely okay. And all her medications left her. So, somewhere, deep within our heart, we are carrying so many things. And they all are hidden. Our Amrit Vela, our Murli, our service, everything is somewhere going on in the conscious mind. And deep within the subconscious mind, there are so many unhealed emotions. So many traumas, childhood traumas. How to touch them? How to reach them? There is agony, there is a pain hidden within us. And the way to get rid of pain is to undergo another process of pain. Without pain, the pain cannot be removed. It's a deep surgery, a psychic surgery, the surgery of the soul, an operation. You have to cut open the here, and so much pus is within. And coming to Madhuban is a good opportunity for this operation. You need silence. You need deep silence. You need solitude to go within, to enter within, and to understand what I am. If somebody asks you who you are, the answer is never, I am soul. I am divided. I am a multi-psychic personality. What I am in the morning, I am not in the day. What I am in the daytime, I am not in the evening. What I am in front of a particular person, I am not in front of the other person. With changes, with circumstances, with persons, with atmosphere, with places, I am changing. The journey of spirituality is the journey of discovery of self. Who am I? I have to really understand my own self. What is hidden within me? There is a conscious mind and there is a subconscious. And in between there is a pre-conscious barrier. And this barrier is so thick. It's a China wall. You just can't cross and enter within. You have to go with a torch into the deep recess of the subconscious mind. And you can see only that particular area where the torch light is flashed. You can't see other area. But how to cross this barrier and to enter within? That is the question. I have always felt that when we are too much extrovert, we get lost. The deeper we go within, the more silence we experience within. we get to understand some newer aspects of our own being. What I am, who I am, why I am like this, and what I am carrying within. You know, there was one patient admitted with us, and she had a strange symptom. She would do just like this. She would move her neck non-stop for hours together without getting tired. Like this, like this, like this, like this. She was seen by neurologists. She had all tests done, MRI, CT scan, everything. But she used to do just like this. Many people diagnosed her as epilepsy, seizure disorder. Some people said this is a psychiatric manifestation. Some people said it's a hysteria, conversion disorder, and so many other labels. And so many drugs she was on. But she would just do like this. This way. Sometimes she would stop. But most of the time she was doing just like this. Again, this was a patient. It was a very strange experience for me. We again began her spiritual counseling. And during the course of spiritual counseling, this lady also was in Gyan. Maybe more than 20 years. And with this strange symptom. All reports were normal. EEG was normal. MRI was normal. Everything. And yet she was put on so many drugs. Somebody kept her on antidepressants. Somebody put her on antipsychotics. And so many things. Anti-epileptic drugs. But the reason was something else. During the course of counseling, gradually she revealed that there is a history of childhood abuse by her cousin. When she was a very small kid. And this physical abuse, she could not reveal to anybody. And gradually it got stored, suppressed, repressed within her heart. And then she came in Gyan and all other things happened. But then she started with this restlessness at night. And she could not understand what is this. And gradually she developed this. So the reason for this was that this is known as somatization, psychosomatic. The reason was somewhere deep in the heart. The goal of spirituality is to achieve complete purity of the subconscious mind. The vices are deep within the subconscious mind. And whatever we are doing, is that everything reaching the subconscious mind? We are carrying something or other for the person who is around us. How to overcome, how to reach, that's the goal. And the first important thing which is necessary for this deep operation is a surgical strike. Silence. A deep silence. Few months back, I had gone to a place and I had decided to experiment on myself, and that was a period of 21-day silence. I was in one place and I stayed there. There was no mobile. You have to stay in that campus. And total silence, you just can't speak with anyone. And I realized that in those 20-21 days, so many secrets came to me about myself, which never came to me by just journeying, by thinking, by talking, by discussing, by listening to classes, by giving classes. It's only in that period of silence. So this period of silence is important, of paramount importance. Whenever you get time, just go within. 1 day silence, 3 day silence, and total digital detox. No mobile, no electronics. because everything makes us extrovert. And the real journey of spirituality starts from within. So, healing the heart which is wounded, the heart which is not healing, non-healing ulcers, the heart which has got fractures, emotional fractures, the heart which has sustained trauma in the childhood. And the moment you try to recall any untoward event of your life, suddenly you get situated in that situation of pain. We need fire to burn everything within, which is within us. All those unhealed emotions, all those feelings, all those suppressed anger, grudge, hatred, dislikes, so many things we are carrying within us. And most of the time, we are not ourselves, we are somebody else. Somebody dictates what you are and what you are not. If I sit here and somebody comes and says, oh, you are looking thin, I suddenly believe that person. Then somebody comes and says, oh, you are looking pale, I believe that person. I have surrendered my powers to others. That is the greatest disease. I have surrendered my powers to others. I start believing what others tell me. I start making my image as per their comments, their criticism, their opposition. They dictate me. They guide my personality. Where I am lost. So the first thing is silence and second thing is solitude. Even though you are amidst so many people, yet this is a very important period to be in Madhuvan and to experience this natural beauty here. So retire within yourself. There is a space, there is somebody who is within you who needs attention. There is somebody who is within you that wants care. That person is asking, come, I am wounded, I am sick, I need your care, I need your love, I need your attention. There's a joke, a man comes to a circus manager and he says to that manager, are you interested in weird and ridiculous things? The manager of the circus says, yes, of course, I just always want such things. The man says, then I have a dog. And that dog can play piano. He says, where is that dog? I want to see. And the man opens a bag, his suitcase, and the dog comes out. And he takes out a small piano. And the dog is sitting and playing the piano. Oh, what a melodious music. The manager of the circus gets enchanted. He says, I have never heard such music. Your dog is so good. I just want this dog. Puppy. And after some time, a bigger dog comes, catches hold of that small dog and takes that dog away. The manager of the circus, he's surprised. He says, what is this? The man says, that was his mother. She wants him to be a doctor. So others decide what I am, how I should be. So let's try to understand the process of healing. The first thing I said was law of faith. Law of faith. One must learn to surrender to the higher consciousness. The mind is a tool in service of higher consciousness. So we need to surrender in front of that higher consciousness. We have got four types of bodies. Physical body, emotional body, mental body, and spiritual body. We have got four types of hunger. Physical hunger, emotional hunger, mental hunger, spiritual hunger. We have got four types of diseases: physical disease, emotional disease, mental disease, and spiritual diseases. So there are also four types of healing, but they are all in one: physical healing, emotional healing, mental healing, and spiritual healing. And everything is connected. Physical healing can be done with drugs. You give some prescribed medications and people are happy and they go. They have got cough, cold or some disease, they get okay. But what about the emotions? There is a person who met with an accident and the accident was so violent, a very terrible accident. Now he gets admitted in the hospital and there is a fracture and the fracture is treated. And the doctor says, now you're all right, you can walk. But what about the trauma, the mental, emotional trauma? There is now fear in his heart. He cannot travel anymore. He fears vehicles, cars, everything. He doesn't want to go to the road. So there is an emotional disease. And even deeper than that is mental. Mental is about sanskars. And everything is connected with each other. So what is the method of this healing? First is, we should be able to diagnose that there is something wrong in my emotions, there is something wrong in my sanskars, and the spiritual life is not as it should be. You know, in the Laukic world, when a man falls in love with girl, or a girl falls in love with man, their faces are so bright. They are so happy. But some of the Brahmins, they have fallen in love with God. And where is the joy? And where is the bliss? And where is the happiness? In the Laukic things, this happens. Suddenly there are new persons. When they fall in love with each other, there is so much joy and there is so much thrill. Try to find out the long lost joy and bring it back. So first thing is, we need to diagnose ourselves: physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. Where is the problem? And accept the disease. We don't want to accept our diseases. If suppose somebody tells us, you are having this, we get angry. Somebody comes and tells me that you were sleeping during yoga. What is the next reaction? Anger. Diagnosis. Acceptance. And then the treatment will begin. So as I said, the first is law of faith. Have faith. Second is law of love. Love has the healing power. The greatest healing power is in love. There are people who are not healing, who are not getting cured because there is no love. They are carrying so much hatred and so much negativity within them. Love is not just a power, love is an energy. The more it flows, the better you are. The healthier you become. And love is the expanded consciousness. Love not for one person or two persons. It's when you see that every person is a part of me, I am the universe, expanding the sphere of consciousness. Even if somebody suffers, it means I am suffering. There are waves, this is an ocean. The world is an ocean of vibrations. We all are connected with each other. There is something known as one universal mind. So we are connected with each and every soul of this world. It is not the question of BK, non-BK or nothing. We all are one. So expanding that sphere of consciousness and let it go out. It's a difficult task, but we can practice this at Amrit Vela every time during meditation. There is a very beautiful thought, I am the center of the universe. And from me, rays, I am spreading everywhere. I am the center of this earth. And I am spreading rays everywhere, radiating love everywhere. So this power is a healing tool. The more love there is, the faster you get healed. I see many times in patients, two patients, same disease, but one takes time, one doesn't, one heals so fast. Why? It is an everyday event we see. Somebody is carrying so many complaints, so much negativity, he takes time to heal. And another person is there, he is so much full of positivity, he heals very fast. So this is something which is responsible for healing. There is yet another technique which is we call affirmations. Keep on telling yourself, I am healthy, I am healthy, I am healthy, I enjoy radiant health. My whole body is filled with light. You know, whenever there is a sickness, for example, I have a pain in my knee, so there is an energy blocked there. Work at the level of energy. Work at the level of vibrations. The energy should flow all the time within us. And whenever there is a pain, know that some energy is blocked there. And that has got connection somewhere with the mind. There was one lady, her hand was not getting, it was paralyzed. She could not lift her hand. But all her reports were normal. Nobody could understand what has happened to her hand, but she could not lift it. Again, going into the childhood, something else was revealed. When she was a small kid, her mother died and her father remarried. Stepmother came and she was very, very brutal. She suffered too much at the hands of her stepmother. And she always had the desire that if I get a chance, I will hit her like anything. Stepmother. And then the stepmother also died. But this desire manifested as paralysis. She could not just lift the hand. Again, sessions of forgiving, and gradually she could lift. So many such cases are there, which are beyond science. Medical science cannot explain them. But yes, they are true. And we see them every day. I remember in the COVID times, here we managed more than 1,000 patients. Some of the patients would get okay. So many deaths we saw here in Mount Abu. Two patients coming at the same time. One is surviving, other is dying. Though both are severe. Both are serious. It's very strange. Because there is something, some emotions within, which is responsible for healing. So law of faith, law of love. And the third is law of affirmation. Keep on telling yourself all the time, I am healthy, I am okay, I don't have any pain, I am suffering, I don't have any sufferings. The more you tell, the more you generate positive energy within yourself. If you keep on telling, while sleeping, if you say, oh, I am feeling little feverish. So you make a thought that tomorrow I will not get up for Amrit Vela. And Baba also knows. So that is the thought created. I am sick, I am feeling little feverish. And Baba is also aware of that. So I have a full liberty to stay, not to get up for Amrit Vela. On the other hand, you create a thought, no matter what happens, I'll get up for it. I am the master of this body. Nothing can touch me. Nothing can affect me. And then everything will help you, support you. If you have a deep desire within you, the entire universe will conspire to make that desire come true. That is truth. There are many people who wanted to become healthy And doctors told them that you will not survive, and yet they survived. There was a lady in our hospital. She was so sick, old lady. She was on ventilator. No chances of survival. Her BP was not recordable. There was no urine output. She was in multi-organ failure. I told her relatives, it's less chance that she will survive. Relatives said, doctor, you don't worry, she will survive. I said, what? I am telling, she is sick, she is on ventilator. And she is on so many supports, life supports. She will not survive, less likely. They told me, you don't worry, she will survive. I said, how can you say that? Because she wants to see the marriage of her daughter-in-law, this granddaughter, great-great-granddaughter. I said, but less likely. He said, we have full faith. And it was miraculous that this lady who was about to die, suddenly her parameters started improving after 2-3 days. Inotropes were out, her tube was out, she was mobilized in the ICU, shifted to the ward, and later on discharged. And she attended the marriage of her great-granddaughter and then died at home. That was the will to survive. If you have the will, nobody can make you die. So, affirmations. The next is visualization. Visualize yourself. Yes. There was a man, he was addicted to smoking. And he used to love his daughter so much. But his wife said that unless and until you give up smoking, I will not allow you to meet our daughter. And she took her away. So what this man did, he started visualization that I am playing with my daughter. But if I have to play with my daughter, I have to give up smoking. And gradually he was able to give up that. So that is the power of visualization. There was a group of people sitting, and one lady said, I am thinking of purchasing a new house, but I am not getting. So they all were drinking tea. So one of the friends said, let's imagine that we are sitting like this only and drinking tea in your new house. What do we imagine? That we are drinking tea in your new house. So you start manifesting. I want to become angel. No, I am already angel. I am already that, what you want to become. And the healing will start. I am full of love. I am full of radiant energy. I am full of light. All the marathon runners, they imagine themselves that they are winning. They are coming first. This is how they win the marathons. So that is the power of visualization. The next is mental movie. Create an entire movie. Entire movie. See yourself walking, moving around, doing everything. I remember when I was in my first MBBS, just took admission in medical college, and there was one doctor. He was the dean of the college. So it was his last day. He was giving a farewell speech. And he said that when I was a young boy, in 1960s, when I entered the medical college, this very medical college, I made a thought, I had a resolution, that one day I'll become the dean of this college. And he said that was a dream. And he nurtured that dream. He visualized it. He colorization, visualization, picturization. And one day he became. So what you think, you automatically start becoming. There was a man who was not getting cured, so he went to his doctor, and the doctor said, keep on repeating, I am healthy, I am healthy, I am healthy. And he kept on repeating and he became whole. His wife was shocked. But then, after some days, he lost interest in his wife. He was not talking with her. He was not coming near her. He was trying to avoid her. She was shocked, what has happened? That earlier technique worked. Doctor had given that technique. Keep on thinking, I am healthy. But she was intrigued. She wanted to know what has happened, why he has lost interest in me. And she noticed that he is spending a lot of time in washroom. So one day she went and tried to hear what he is doing inside. And he was saying, she is not my wife. So he was doing programming. So when the programming was done, he lost interest in her. The same programming can be done anytime, anywhere. So law of affirmations, law of visualization, law of mental movie. Create an entire picture and see it in all its detail. What is it? How it is? How you want you to be? You are sitting, you are standing, and you have a difficult situation to face. So how you want yourself to be in that situation? There is a meeting going on and 10 people are opposing you, talking against you, casting aspersions on you. How will you be? Will you be stable in those situations? How? There is somebody whom you trust and that person ditched you. Will you be stable? See yourself in all the situations. What I am. It's the journey of discovering oneself. What I am, who I am, where I am, where I am going, what I have to do. Then the next method is of healing, thank you method. That is known as gratitude. Be thankful for everyone. Everyone. Be thankful to this land. Be thankful to Baba. Be thankful to Dadis. Be thankful to all the residents who are in Gyan Sarovar, who are serving you or helping you. Be thankful to everyone. Because this thankfulness, this gratitude has got a tremendous positive energy. It will lead to healing. There are so many unhealed emotions within us. Everything, I can give, I'll tell you one exercise to be done at Amrit Vela. During Amrit Vela, just see your entire life. Right from the childhood till now. Where you took birth, which school, your house, your parents, your sisters, your brothers, then your school life, your college life, your BK life, center life, job, office, everything. See that as a detached observer. And don't do anything. And just also see all the positive, negative things that happened. The hurts, the wounds. Just see them as detached observer. But do that only during Amrit Vela. If you do this in the daytime, you get identified. And you will feel sorrow or you will feel happy. If they are happy moments. Just every day once. The entire vista, the entire picture, panoramic view of your whole life. Just observe. And do this in between. Maybe from 4:15 to 4:30. And then again start your Amrit Vela, talking with Baba or giving Sakash or whatever. But in between, spend some time, 10 to 15 minutes, watching all the scenes of your life. They will create some detachment. Because now, for example, 10 years back, something very bad happened. Every time I remember that, I feel sorrow. Because I just remember it when I become Swaroop, I become a very embodiment of that pain. But when I start seeing it every day, it will stop having its effect on me. When you go to see a horror movie, you get horrified first time. But if you go to see the same horror movie second time, you will not be scared. And if you see a same horror movie 10 times, will you be scared? Not at all. So our life is also a horror movie. So see that only at Amrit Vela Bhatt and as a detached observer. And sometimes the scenes are very bad, very horrifying. But still, when we watch a movie, we see like this. We do see, but we make like this, but then we will see, oh, it is like that. Because we want to know the entire movie. We don't afford to miss any part, any picture, any scene of that movie. So in this way also, our life is also filled with so many difficult scenes, so many horrible scenes. Even now one patient comes to my OPD, one lady, she is a resident of Mount Abu. Her husband was just shot in front of her eyes in Kashmir. And later on, her son brought her to Mount Abu because she was in shock. Now she is on some antidepressant drugs. But she says that every time I remember that, I just become numb. Because right in front of her eyes, her husband was shot. And that scene is so terrible, so horrific for her, so scary. She has yet not been able to come out of it. Sometimes the realities of life are like that. But if you want to lessen the effect of such events, every day watch them as a detached observer once. The effect will be less. The healing will get fast. The heart is wounded. It is bleeding. It needs care. It needs love. The next, though, thank you. So no matter what happened in life, there were people who opposed you, even thank them. There were people who were against you, thank them. Why? They made you strong. There are people who maligned you, who condemned you, still thank them. Why? Look at their sacrifice. They gave up their jnana and yoga. They pinpointed your mistakes. They abused you. That is their sacrifice for you. They want to see you become perfect. So you have to see their good wishes for you. And raise a sense of thankfulness. Thank for them. Thanks to them. The next method is sleep method of healing. While you go to sleep, that is the point when the subconscious mind and the conscious mind are in touch with each other. The preconscious opens. So every night while sleeping, keep telling yourself what you want to become. I'm absolutely okay. I'm fine. And thinking, just go off to sleep. Your last thought while sleeping will become your first thought after waking up. So this sleeping time is very important. So learn about sleep hygiene. This is very important. Sleep hygiene. First, keep the lights off. Sleep will be good. Second, keep the time of sleeping same every day. And third, if possible, no electronics in the room. No internet, nothing. And with these thoughts, with powerful thoughts, with positive thoughts, if you get stuck to internet and then you go to sleep or while talking with somebody, the same thought will go within the subconscious. Create a powerful thoughts while sleeping. Yoga Nidra, you know? Have you heard of this technique? Yeah, that's a very good technique. You should learn that. And there are a lot of commentaries available. Yoga Nidra. While sleeping, just do Yoga Nidra and then you go off to sleep, relaxing your entire body. It's just like the corpse asana, the shavasana, but something more than that. So that technique you can use. So it is known as sleep technique. The next method of healing is decree method. Decree means order. I am the boss. I order. You become okay. I am the master of this life. I am the captain of my ship. Body cannot dictate me. Body cannot enslave me. I am the master. The body is below me, is my slave. I order. If there is a pain, I order that pain. By tomorrow morning, you should be all right. You should leave me. It will go away. With that authority. This body should become an instrument for his service. And we want this body to be in healthy condition. Physically healthy, mentally healthy, emotionally healthy, and spiritually healthy. So you have got good time here in Madhuban. So go within. Enter in silence. Enter in solitude. If possible, enter into the phase of digital detox. Keep mobile switched off. You will be very peaceful. And the most powerful tool for healing is liquidity. Gradually move from solidity to liquidity. The more solidity you put within yourself, it numbs the system. The more liquidity you have, you start healing. Automatically mental healing will start, spiritual healing will start, all healing will start. So if possible, as far as possible, when you reach your places or even here, try to be more on liquids. Solidity creates rigidity in the body. Not just in the body, but in the mind also. When you gradually move towards liquidity, all healing will start. It will be miraculous healing, you will see. Your joints, which are so stiff because of the solidity, gradually move towards liquidity. It's a very big topic. I'll just touch it here and explore it. What is liquidarian? Who is liquidarian? And what happens when you enter the liquid lifestyle? Something new will happen to you. So these are the different tools of healing. And healing is a very private procedure. It's a very, very deep within. Go within, see yourself, diagnose yourself. And most important thing in medical field, first there is a diagnosis and then there is a treatment. In spiritual, diagnosis is treatment. If you can just diagnose that this is anger, you already treated it. But now you cannot have it. If you can just diagnose that I have hatred for this person, you already treated yourself. That healing has already started. So diagnosis and treatment are same here. While in medical, they are different. And they will take long time. So, next half an hour in the meditation, just try to see your entire life once. Every detail of it. As if you are sitting on the top of the mountain. And from there, you are seeing everything which is happening. What has happened in your life. Entire thing. And as a detached observer, do not comment, be a non-judgmental, detached observer, a spectator, a mute spectator. Scenes came, left. Scenes came, left. I am not doing anything. I am just watching them. That's it. Om Shanti. Mind completely relaxed. The body is still. Stop all the movements of the body. For next half an hour, enter into a statue-like stage. Give order to your mind. For next half an hour, I'll not move my body. not even the finger. Complete stillness. For some time, close the eyes. And just surrender to the instructions. Now begin scanning the entire body. Take your mind to the forehead. Scan your face. Eyes closed. Move your mind through the body. Observe the face, the twitches. The sensations over the face. And relax. Come to neck. Observe the neck. Body will not move at all. Come to the right shoulder. Right arm, elbow, forearm, hand. Scan the entire right hand. And watch for the sensations which are there. There are gross sensations and subtle sensations. Somewhere there is pain, somewhere there is tingling, numbness. Just observe and move ahead. Now come to the left shoulder. Scan your entire shoulder through mind's eye. There are some pleasant sensations, some unpleasant. Left elbow, left forearm, left hand. Whichever body parts you are being told, take the mind to that part of the body. Now come to the chest. Scan the entire chest, the right side, the left side. Watch the subtle vibrations. Probably there is some tingling, some numbness, some pain, some pressure, some sprain, some strain. Just observe. Come to the abdominal region. And scan the entire abdomen. Go to the upper back and scan the entire back. Lower back. Come to right leg, right hip, right thighs, right knees, right calf, ankle, feet. Move the mind through the entire right leg. Then the left leg. Just see. What is there? Every moment there is some or other sensation. Now come back again to the head region. Begin the second body scanning. Face, right side, right hand, left hand, chest, abdomen, back, both legs. Third time. Now you see just vibrations. Scan everything together now. Entire face, both shoulders together, both hands and trunk together, both legs together. Body is nothing but vibrations. Body is made up of organs. Organs are made up of molecules. Molecules are made up of atoms. Electrons, photons, neutrons, everything is vibrating. Just waves and wavelets, nothing else. A stage of bodilessness. Body in complete state of stillness. Who am I? Shining in the middle of the forehead, a sparkling light. Just feel this for some time. The whole body is filled with light. Now drop this body and go beyond this world. The subtle region. Open the eyes and take drishti from Bap Dada. My whole body is light, and I am receiving rays of light. I am undergoing complete healing. Now again close the eyes. And Baba is showing you something. There is a big screen. Create a big screen in front of your eyes. Body still. Now see the entire movie of your life. Go to that place where you were born. That house, that village, that city, that country, visualize your childhood, see your parents, your brother, sister, if any, the entire structure of the house. Try to recall as much as you can. Everything is like a movie. The soul has just come, a new body and a new life. What is going to happen in future, I am not aware of. But life has just begun. Now move ahead. Watch your school, your teacher, your friends. Try to recall all those events of childhood. The childhood pranks, the mischiefs, the play, the games, and everything. What were the desires that time? How innocent was the mind? How uncomplicated life was? You started growing up. You started to understand more and more about people. See your teachers, your friends, your studies. Watch also your successes and your failures. Further ahead, entering college, new life, young blood, new aspirations, any addictions, if any, new thrill, the revolutionary mind. Think of all the things that happened during that period, positive, negative, both. Move ahead. And now come to that point of time where you got introduced to Baba, a new life, a Brahmin life, a new center, the sister who gave you the course. The first Murli, the first Seva, the first Toli, the first food, the love, the ecstasy. Recall your first visit to Madhuban, your first meeting with Bab Dada. How was the Madhuban that time? The emotions were overwhelming. A new world, a new place, heaven on earth. See your life as a Brahmin, the challenges, the obstacles, the physical papers, what all things happened. See the chart of your celibacy, purity. See the chart of your Amrit Vela, your relationships, center life, or job, or career, anything. Just see everything. Remember those times when Baba helped you, where you felt utterly alone and there was none, and suddenly your help came. Remember all the difficult times you went through. How much life has taught me. What I am now is the result of all these experiences. I love myself, I forgive myself, I forgive others. No matter what I did, Baba has accepted me and I accept myself. And now is the time to begin anew again. Further ahead. Right now, what you are doing. See the place you are staying and how you came to Madhuban this time. And in last few days, what experiences you got. The mind has become so calm. Create a sense of gratefulness, gratitude. I thank everyone who came in my life. I thank every situation, every circumstance. I am full. I don't lack anything. I don't need anything. My whole being has become healthy. All my emotions are purified. Physical body, mental body, emotional body, spiritual body. Everything is so radiant. Open your eyes and spend some time talking with Baba. Look at him and talk with him. A sense of total surrender. He has kept his hand of blessing on my head. feel empowered. I surrender everything unto you. Let every moment of my life be utilized for the welfare of the world. Make me an instrument, a perfect instrument of your service. When I speak, let your voice get combined with mine. You and you are in me.